boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Run the world. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. Over there we got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Or as Sage calls her, Oh, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
Speaking of Sage, Sailor Sage in her potty mouth. Don't.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Good. Don't. And today is a very, very special episode because we have a guest. I believe the first guest of 2017.
Yeah.
If what? I am correct.
What? Totally correct.
And we've actually had her on before. And she is the talented, the wonderful Mary Saintson. Sorry, I really wanted to do that voice. Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
I am amazing.
So for those who don't know, she used to hang out here in Seattle, then left us.
Rude.
For Portland, and then has come back.
And Seattle's better.
Yes, and for her triumphant return and her, I call BS, her 40th birthday. Are you sure it's not 30th? Because I'm calling BS.
I got my driver's license. I can pull it out. Yeah. I'm old.
There's no way.
No way.
You look amazing.
Thank
Fan.
You.
Fantastic.
Dang it, Sage.
Definitely not from healthy living, because I was not healthy living most of my youth. So
that's the key.
Is just to
party it up.
Because I party it up. So I look like you.
I like to say I'm well pickled.
I love it. And then also joining us and possibly coming in and out of the microphone, I don't know. She's looking kind of like, why are you putting me on the spot?
Just say hi.
The lovely Barbara and Kim. Just say hi.
Hi.
She's like, why are you putting me on the spot?
I don't like talking. Stop.
All goods, because you guys are awesome. You guys did bring us in some chicken to sample because it's your weekend birthday.
Yep.
Like, all the plans. And then on this Sunday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Highway 99 Blues Club, it's going to be Eric Elliott and Mary Saintson's birthday bash.
Woo!
Yeah.
So what's going to be going on at your birthday?
Well, as soon as you pull up, you will see me outside frying up the chicken for the event. And then as soon as you go inside, there will be, you can reserve tables. It's kind of a fancy setup there.
Ooh.
And first come, first serve for dinner, because I'm only going to make X amount. I'm not quite sure what the amount is yet, but...
A lady that can cook.
Oh, yeah. So
hell
you want to sit
yeah.
down and get dinner service. It's not like just a club. You're actually going to... be served, which is really lovely. And there are three bands playing.
Ooh.
Rain Stone is doing an acoustic set.
He's from Clover Jane.
From Clover Jane.
Oh,
amazing.
Nice.
He's my opener.
Cause,
yeah. And then Miss Jamie Nova from Witchburn and Jamie Nova Sky.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing an acoustic set with her buddy Kiger. And then Shivering Denizens are the headliner.
I love them.
They're so fun.
They're so good live.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
So that is going to be just a real hoot.
And doors open at 7 o'clock, like I said. It's $10 at the door and then $15 for dinner. But it's a great freaking menu. For $15, you're getting a ton of food. So you got two different plates. So you got a fried chicken dinner plate and a vegetarian plate. What comes with both?
On the fried chicken dinner plate, you get one thigh, one leg. You also get an order of mac and cheese and a big old pretty salad. We're calling it my rainbow salad.
Is that the one you brought today?
Mm-hmm.
It was so, so tasty. Good. Sarah's a big fan of salad. Sarah?
I loved it.
Ooh, a resident vegetarian.
Apples, avocados, raisins. You got it all.
Pepper. It's got all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah.
And there's also going to be cornbread, of course.
Of course.
And all of the mac and cheese, the chicken, and the cornbread are gluten-free. So
nice.
We fancy these days. I learned a few things down in Portland.
It's not gonna mess up your stomach, all y'all.
Yeah,
you know?
The chicken is fried in coconut oil now, so it's like totally healthy. I mean,
it's basically
a diet meal. I mean,
I feel like I lost weight while eating it.
It is fantastic. You don't taste like any difference. Everyone's like, "Oh, gluten free is not that good," or blah blah blah, this and that. No, there's still so much flavor. All the spices, you hit every note. It was
perfect.
The
noodles were excellent. And I've had a lot of gluten free stuff because I do that kind of stuff, but that yours were way different than I've had before. They tasted exactly the same.
Like you wouldn't know. They're like it's missing the gluten. Sans gluten.
I love it. Yep. Any doubters out there? I'm just shocked. Like, how dare you not trust me that I'm gonna serve you some damn good food. What are you talking about?
For $25, you get to see three awesome bands. You get to have a full on fried chicken dinner, or if you want the vegetarian, which is the same thing, except you get two portions of mac and cheese.
Yes.
Which vegetarian Sarah has given two thumbs up.
Hell yeah.
This Sunday, again, March 26th at Highway 99 Blues Club, and it starts at 7 o'clock. And I'm so glad you're joining us because we love talking about different things on the podcast. And we were hoping that you would actually, you know, give your input as well.
Sure.
All right. So one of the things actually, well, first, okay, I got to make fun of Sage.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'll make fun of Sage in a sec because I realized I forgot to give the phone number.
Rude.
I'm so rude.
I'm curious. What are you making? Okay.
This is great.
Anyways, so you can call or
text
us.
I got excited about Mary.
We have a phone number. It is 253-778-6029. You can reach us by email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the social crap, you know.
I gotta make fun of Sage because she came in running into studio earlier. Yes. Like before we even started podcasting, she's like, I have to tell somebody something. I just realized the pair of undies that I bought from Victoria's Secret Lovers.
It's part of their like free panty
thing. Like, you buy a couple, you get a couple free. Mm-hmm. But she's had these for not a while, but for a little bit.
Yeah, a few months. I've worn them, you know, probably 5 times.
You found out something fancy about these undies.
They are crotchless, technically, and I had no idea.
How did you not know?
That's what I asked.
Exactly.
Run me through how that works that you don't realize there's no crotch.
Try to be kind of clean about it.
I'll be clean. So there's two pieces. I know, right? There's two pieces of lace, and they overlap each other.
Oh,
and they're only sewed at the end.
So it opens.
So today she noticed.
I was sitting in the bathroom and I was like, I really wish one of my friends was in here right now so I could be like, oh my God.
Look at these.
You don't have to take your undies off to pee anymore. That's awesome.
Exactly.
I don't know how you didn't know those. Like, these chaps have no butt. Like,
there's a draft in here. So I don't know where is it coming from.
Exactly.
Would you ladies be able to do that? Like, mind pee blown. Through them?
No, I wouldn't try.
Well, my stream is not that straight.
No. Yeah, that'd just be awkward.
It would get
I'm
everywhere.
Not that coordinated.
You don't know where it's going to go.
I think Pikachu breathe, though. That's nice, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Pikachu can breathe.
My Pikachu
yeah.
can
Is that
breathe.
What you call it? Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Pikachu?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's what I want to call mine now.
Hey, babe. You want to on my Pikachu?
Oh, Jesus, oh Sarah.
Hey, I'm talking about Pikachu, the real Pikachu.
Why would you
Pika,
kill
Pika.
Oh my.
Pika, Pika.
Pikachu. If your thing is saying Pikachu, then that is an impressive Pika. Trick, and I'm a little scared.
They can sue you for that. Saying anything at all.
No, don't sue. Don't sue us. I love Pikachu. Oh, sorry, I really just had to make fun of you.
So what are you going to do with these crotchless panties now?
Well, now that I know they're crotchless, I don't think they're going to be my everyday panties.
Oh, they're just like fancy
they're gonna be my fancy panties.
Hey babe, look what my panties can do.
Woo!
Magic
the gates
trick.
Of heaven.
Be my new party trick to the parties I don't go to.
I'm gonna invite you to a party.
I was like, I want to go to those parties.
That sounds like a fun party.
Oh man.
Speaking of like the downstairs area, I recently went to Mexico to visit family and we stayed at my grandparents' house and I traveled with my mom and my grandmother's sister. And it was not really relaxing, but it wasn't a vacation. It was a trip, and it was great because I got to see my family and I got to do different things, but I did not rest at all. And I got sick twice, so that was fun. But when I was sick one of those days, I had a really bad headache. And I had a conversation before I left with Sage. And I said, I'm going to be gone for like 9 days. Do I bring any of my special, you know, devices?
Your toys.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great imitation.
I was very impressed. But like, I'm going. It's not like I'm going on a vacation with a guy. I'm going with my mom. And I mean, we didn't. My mom wanted to share a room, but I sprawl all over the bed. So she ended up sleeping on the couch because she prefers it that way, anyways. But I'm like, well, man, should you be bringing that on like a family vacation? And then I asked Sage, should I bring my favorite one, which is about a foot long? it's a wand. Or should I bring a little portable one? And then, is it inappropriate to use it? Which, what I believe was my mother's childhood bedroom. Is it wrong?
In the same bed.
Because I got a really bad headache, and I know sometimes by mm-hmm. achieving that, it helps with headaches.
Mm-hmm.
So I did do that once, and it kind of worked.
Was it weird?
A little bit, just because of the headache kept interfering, so I had to stop.
Oh,
so
well, I wasn't talking about the headache. I was talking about the situation.
I was too worried about the headache to really pay attention, but it was one of those, like, are they coming up the stairs? Like, what? these are not soundproof rooms.
No.
So I have to be very quiet. And granted, you know, everyone's deaf, but...
Pile those blankets on.
Exactly, the pillows.
Put a pillow between your legs.
Just start singing.
But start sweating.
I would have been more worried about the airport scenario. I mean, have you seen the opening to Fight Club? Right. They have a policy about vibrating luggage. That would be my bigger concern.
Just don't put the battery in it.
Yeah, I put it in my the one that went under. And I put it in a bag.
Yes.
So hopefully that didn't look... Cause I'm sure the guy that went through my luggage is just like, heh, heh, heh. Only one.
Why would you care, though?
No, I mean, I wouldn't...
it.
Whoa.
Thanks, Sage. This is why we call her Sailor Sage.
It's not like...
Or have you guys ever...
Some women can get off by just using their hand.
Holler.
The majority of... Screw you.
I cannot.
The majority of women cannot. I can't.
No. It's just
Whoa.
Like, I can't. Like somebody else is there. It's like, sweet. Once it's my hand, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, weird. I always tell dudes don't.
I can't with my own.
See, I'm the opposite.
Yeah. You and Sarah?
Much more difficult with somebody else than for me.
Yeah.
Me, it's 2 seconds. I'm cool. All right. Yeah. Next. What else?
That's why when I
do something else.
When a guy ever is like trying to
do stuff for you?
Do stuff for me with his hands. I'm like, no, I can do that for myself way better than you can do it. Okay.
Yeah,
I know exactly where to go. You just use your mouth.
It's fine as foreplay, but don't be upset if you don't get me there, because you're not.
It's not going to happen.
See, that's why I have so many devices.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a treasure trove, by the way, and I have multiple people I have told this to, and I'm going to count you, Sarah, too, in it, and Sage, my roommates in this, and a couple other girlfriends. If something, God forbid, were to happen to me, somebody has to get rid of that treasure trunk, because I don't want my parents going through that.
If something so ever happens...
Selling it on eBay.
If something ever happens...
You can do whatever the hell you want to it.
Yeah.
Just my parents can't see it, because it's a lot.
But if
stuff.
Something ever happens to you, there's
going to
be a mob of people
going to
rushing
the,
to your
the
house.
Chest.
We're all going to be like, no!
Not the chest.
It's
well,
there's like Guitar Center for like sex toys. It's just like you walk in, it's like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Once I get my own house, I kind of want a room and just kind of display them all.
Reminds me of the Kick-Ass when they like open the room and it's just there's just guns.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of guns, it's love guns.
Love guns.
But I am curious how you actually feel about doing that action on a family vacation, because I still live with my father, and I find it really weird to do it when he's home, even though he is deaf, like, and he's all the way upstairs. I still just feel it's weird.
It's hard to put yourself more in the mindset when there's family.
Yeah,
that's
because
what they make porn
the
for.
Vicinity.
Like, what if he randomly knocks on my door, or like, hey, Sarah? Like, that's totally like a block for me. Oh, don't say anything. You
I
know?
Feel like when you're a teenager, I didn't have any of these problems when I was a teenager.
I would have sex with guys in my room all the time.
I was so brazen. Like, I would, like, do stuff to a guy in the back seat while parents were driving. Like, I did not care. And now it just seems...
Because I'm at that age, I feel like.
It is disrespectful, but at the same time, like, it's just weird. It's creepy.
No, it's weird.
And, like, I can't do it. Like, I couldn't do the things I did, like, how old am I? Yeah, 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. I can't do that.
Because I feel like it was more like, ooh, I'm being a badass. Like,
and now it's just, you're being disgusting.
Yeah. Because everyone knows we do
just,
it.
You start to lose your need to feel rebellious. Or
Yeah, with that kind of stuff.
But would you guys be, like, able, like, if you went on a family vacation, say you went to, like, a cabin or something, you all were staying in the same place, would that be a mental block, or would you just not even bother with it?
I take a lot of baths.
Yeah,
I'm on vacation. I need a bath. You just took one.
I need another one.
That's a good way to kind of loophole it, sort of. You know,
especially if it's what if it's a shared bathroom? Would that put you off?
I mean, if you're in the bathroom by yourself, door locked, have your phone on blast with some music.
Some
pretend
porn.
Like you're shaving your legs with an electric razor.
Say you have like explosive diarrhea. Please stay out for a long time. I come in here and this is not a situation you want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And if they hear you bellowing in there, you can just say, I'm having dump cramps, you know.
The window's open. That's why you won't smell anything.
Man, you've been sick this whole trip. This is so weird.
I know.
Something in the water, man.
Drink the water.
Barbara Ann has all the answers.
This
I love
feels
this.
So good.
I'm bad.
Bad.
All right, I just needed to get that off. Like, I just want to see if I was the weird one or.
Now I like want to try it. I want to like try to conquer this now.
What, like try to like go on vacation, like a family vacation?
Yeah, and just bring it and just be like, Sarah,
next
get
time you go
out
to Boston,
of your mind, you're doing this.
Yeah. And I feel the next like radio conference, both of you should bring
Vicky's
it.
Vicky's in my room.
We share rooms,
so.
I don't think we'd, like, I think we'd be drunk enough. We're like, I don't care, bitch. I'm not even putting blanket on me. I'm not even putting a blanket on me. It's happening.
Oh, yeah. I would tell her all the time, like, if I have a dude in the hotel room, I don't care. She's welcome to come, like, and
I'm going to my bed and watch. I don't know.
Or join, sure. That would be
I'd just be sitting
awesome.
There on my side of the bed, just, like, on my phone, looking at Facebook, look up every now and then, be like, all right.
Yeah, that happened to me and my friend.
Well, what?
Not me, but my friend. She and this dude were getting it on in the hotel bedroom bed right next to mine. And I was with another dude, but I was like, you ain't getting any. But I was just like watching. He was like, stop watching. That's so rude. And I'm like, what? This is like porn.
It's like, why wouldn't
I don't think I would be able to
I just
watch.
Saw my girl just go up and down and up. And I was just like.
But did you see anything? Were they clothed, like hiding under the blanket?
They were under the blanket.
Oh, that's
so
boring.
I didn't actually see like her
like
and that.
Porn.
And,
it's like, I can't really see anything.
Soft
yeah,
paper.
But it's still like when I try to. Get HBO when I was younger.
Yes!
Cinemax. Didn't work.
Yeah, that's all you
see.
It
might be an elbow, but that might be a boob. I don't know.
What is that?
Or is that a toe?
Pause the TV.
Or a toe. Freaking Sage.
Sorry, I forget that you can't say
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to make you do the editing from now on, so that's have fine. Fun.
Woo!
Anywho, well, let's move on to something a little less dirty and a little more angry.
Dirty.
Ooh. Sage likes to get angry.
Have you guys ever gone on a date or had any kind of rejection where you rejected the person and they took it horribly?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like what? Angry? Sad? Did they cry? What happened?
The last guy that I dated, I broke up with him and, yeah.
And what?
There were tears.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. And then there was the whole, I'm just going to live with my cat forever because my cat won't ever leave me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, your cat's going to die.
Needless to say, I'm still single because I really don't want to do that to anybody else. That was pretty harsh.
Yeah. It's hard doing that
But it's
someone.
Also pretty hard for them to do that to you. It's like kind of do that emotional, like the guilt trip.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Yeah, and that's how I console myself. Like, well, there it is. Like,
what does he think you're going to do?
Really
be like,
unfair.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Actually,
let's get
you know
together.
What?
Yeah,
never mind. I
don't want you to be sad anymore.
Let's just
I'll just suffer
thing.
Through this relationship.
Tears are better than restraining orders, though, you know? Like, be really sad than, like, be like a crazy stalker, crazy person.
Yeah.
I've never had a crazy stalker yet. I usually make them cry. I don't understand that, but that's, yeah. They don't usually get mad at me, though. Just sad.
Just a little sad.
I guess that says something about the guys I date.
Do you wear the pants in the relationship? Well,
well,
do you wear pants?
Actually, no. Well, especially when you are a little older, as I am. I just decided last week I am done wearing pants, man, unless they're stretchy, like the tights.
Leggings. Yeah.
Leggings. Mm-hmm.
Sweatpants.
And love it.
Sweatpants. Pajama pants. I wear yoga pants all day, every day. Because I clean houses all day and then go to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, why would I wear skinny jeans? I first started cleaning houses, I was wearing skinny jeans, and it was just butt crack city all the time.
I was going to say, I'm wearing skinny jeans now, and my butt's been out a lot today.
I've got a hole going on in my crotch.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not talking about the panties. We're talking about the pants.
Yep. Both. Not holes, since you're wearing the crotchless panties right now.
I got two different holes
You got to be
on.
Careful, man.
Easy Jeez. Access over here.
I don't think I wore jeans all week.
I do have a date tonight, so.
Woo! Are we going to talk about this date?
No, we're not.
Okay. Didn't think so.
That's a mystery.
Anywho, I stumbled upon this story online about a girl after a first date tells the guys, hey, let's just be friends. I would like to be friends. And his response surprised her. And then I was thinking we'll have Sage and Sarah act it out.
Are you going to be the girl?
Yes.
And then we can discuss after. Oh. Take it away, ladies. And... scene.
Hey, I just wanted to say it was really great meeting you last night. Hope you're having a great day.
Hey.
Hubba hubba.
You too. You seem like a great guy. Listen, I really don't see you as a romantic partner, but I hope we can be friends. I hope I didn't get your hopes up.
No, not at all. I feel the same way. So I'm really glad you said that.
Excuse me? WTF?
Huh?
Why do you feel that way?
I'm confused. Didn't you literally just say you don't see dating happening between us?
Seriously? I know rejection stings, but you don't have to get salty and attempt to throw it back in my face. Wow, LOL. I feel sorry for you. I really do. If you didn't think there was anything there, why the F did you text me today?
Because it's polite and the appropriate thing to do after having coffee with someone.
Wow, you really are pathetic. Someone who looks like you thinks he can be that picky? LMAO. That is really rich. BTW, the amount of hair you've lost at 30 makes you look 40 and you walk like an old man. Just your rejection like a man. Just your rejection like a man and quit being a little bitch.
Are you kidding me? Baldness is genetic outside of laying out 10K for... I don't know what FUE is, but anyways.
I'm thinking follicle something. Implant.
Sure. Yeah. There's a whole lot I can't...
There's
not a whole lot I can do for it. Also, I told you that I twisted my ankle carrying a patient down the stairs. You were about 100 pounds heavier than your photo implied. Something you can change. Until now, I said nothing about. FYI, the deal breaker for me was the fact that you were texting all night, showed up half an hour late, and really didn't engage in conversation beyond one-word answers. While it contributed to my lack of interest, unlike this conversation, didn't make me think you were a bad person.
OMFG, you're making fun of my weight? Wow, you really are such an effing loser. I'm so glad that I rejected you. Have fun trying to attract women with that tiny dick FFK salary, LOL loser.
What did you say, FF?
I mean, 55.
Sarah, your glasses. 55K salary. Glasses, wow. Sarah. Glasses.
Sorry. I can't
okay.
read.
I'm done with you. Do the math. My equivalent hourly rate is more than you make on overtime. I thought it was strange that you asked, but glad I know why. Bullet dodged.
You really blew this one, loser. Rejected!
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Oh, my God. Like,
wow.
So girls can be the crazy ones, too.
That's crazy.
Everyone's crazy, honey. Yeah. Everyone is crazy. Men, women, all of us. We all crazy.
My question is, like, how would you react if someone asked, how much do you make, like, on a first date?
It's none of your effing business.
If somebody asked me that on a first date, I think I'd be done. I'm like, what?
Why does that matter?
Care?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't cast judgment on it. For me, it's just if someone were to ask me, to me, that's just them being curious about how much because I'm a house cleaner, how much do I charge? You know, so
yeah.
If they pose it in that way,
I don't know. I'm
like, I've had people.
I don't put on airs about how much or how little I make because it's not that I make a whole lot. But.
Like, I've had people ask me how much I charge for like my design work,
that's
type of
different.
Thing. So in that way, it's different. But
I guess for me, it bothers me because, like, I was told, hey, my friend works for Mary Kay, and they're putting on they're doing free facials and stuff. I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. Maybe buy some product. Cool. I get there, and for the first like half hour, 45 minutes, it's like a sales pitch to why. And I'm like, it's not my jam. I've seen my mom and I've seen a lot of family members do the quote unquote pyramid schemes.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I hate those kinds of things just because I've seen so many, like, no, I'm over it. I don't want to be a part of it. And I had this gal come in, or the mom, and they were all such bitches. They really were. One gal, she's like, I recognize you. It's like, did you go to Lake Stevens? I'm like, yeah. Well, I graduated in 2006. I'm like, oh, I'm 07. Okay, that's probably why I don't remember your name. I'm like, okay. But, like, just total, like, that air, like, bitchiness around her. And then her mom came up. It's like, oh, where do you guys all work? And everyone worked at Starbucks. I'm like, do you work at Starbucks? No, I don't. I work for a radio station. Oh, how much do you make? Like, immediately in my face while she's shaking my hand with a firm grip on my hand. I'm sitting here like, no. Like,
oh, just so she can be like, well, you can make more.
Yeah, but I'm just like, how abrasive she was. Just like, I hate it when anybody asks me that question because they automatically assume radio station. They either think one thing or the other. They either think I'm snorting cocaine with Nikki Six or I don't know. Like,
you aren't?
Some people think that. Man,
is.
If I was, man, I wouldn't be here.
That's why everyone works here.
Yeah, that's the only. I was told that was going to happen next month.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that not happening?
It Son is for me.
Damn it.
Get the memo.
Damn it. You had to sign up, get the coupon. Damn it. She does this to me, I think, on purpose some of the times.
That was not on purpose.
But what is like a deal breaker? Like, what is that one question on a first date that would just kill it immediately?
Ooh.
Sarah?
Wondering what I look like without my makeup on.
Did they ask you that?
Or any comment about around and about that at all.
Are like, those your real eyebrows?
Really? Yeah.
Do they look real?
No, it's a hologram. What do you think?
Yeah, part of them are.
it's real, you
what
know,
what if they
powder.
Said something like, I bet you look really pretty without makeup on?
It's done.
Still, so done. Like anything. So
basically, you're yeah. saying, I don't look pretty now, and my choice of how to present myself to the world, and we're done.
Yeah.
I had a guy one time ask me to take my shoes off so that he wouldn't, so that I wouldn't be taller than him.
Wow. Did you immediately just walk away?
I did, actually.
Yes.
I said, wow. Oh, hell no. This is what? Think I am? I am Mary. I'm 5'10", and then I put heels on. So there you go. If you can't deal with it, we should not even be talking.
She is a gorgeous, badass, tattooed lady who models, who cleans houses. And by the way, I do want to make sure I keep mentioning this.
And she fries chicken.
She will be frying chicken
and wears
this
stilettos.
Sunday. Yes.
And
while
looks
frying
better than
chicken.
All of us.
While frying chicken.
She will be frying chicken no. this Sunday at Highway 99 Blues Club from 7 to, like, doors open at 7, music starts at 8. We got a bunch of awesome bands performing as well. $10 gets you through the door, $15 for a delicious fried chicken dinner. Mm. So it's a full, you know, you get your chicken, you get mac and cheese, salad, cornbread. Like, it's a freaking fantastic meal. Homemade, gluten-free. Super excited about that. So
I'm really trying to think what,
like, what things
my question would be. That would be like a complete dunzo.
I think I'm wondering if something racist. I feel like I would walk away from.
Yeah.
Like I don't get that.
Like I think if it's something like if you're my friend,
I
like
dumb.
We joke around, we make the racist comments and stuff, but it's all out of love. But I can tell when someone's not saying something out of love, and that's when I immediately just.
When it's like a backhanded compliment.
It's just like, you're Mexican. You speak Spanish. Do you have a green card?
Mm.
I'm not going out with you because I need a freaking green card or, you know, a way to stay here because I'm a citizen. Just heads up. Just saying.
Mm.
But do you have any, Barbara?
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure you've had some good ones.
Oh, I've had a lot of gems.
Or even just like, or somebody like trying to hit on you, like a way swing and a miss. Like they're trying to hit on you. They say something. You're like, hey.
Gosh, you know, the whole thing we were talking about earlier that you just mentioned about, you know, you look a lot prettier without so much makeup on. I'm like, who are you? Like, what? Don't know. Like I've had guys tell me, you know, gosh, if you just didn't do this with your hair, you'd be... And I'm like, why are you objectifying me? It's a really good thing that you are not defining, you know, my standard of how I carry myself and how I choose to dress. If you want to do that, get a paper doll.
Right.
Yeah.
Or get a puppy and dress that up if you want to have fun, buddy.
Also seeing how they treat the wait staff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's a big one.
Really big one for me because I've been in the service industry my whole life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they are condescending and jerky and rude, oh, no, no.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Or they don't. And I'll look at the bill and see how much they tip, too.
Oh, I've done that.
I stopped hanging out with a guy because of that. Like, mm-hmm. we went to like, an IHOP or a Denny's or something. We just got, because I was very young, but I had worked in the service industry. And he barely tipped anything. And I'm sitting here like, really? And I had to put double tip on mine because I made sure we split it. And he, to this day, because I eventually got this job, and so he, like, found out it was me. And so, like, once a year, he'll get, like, a new Facebook page, and he'll send me a message, like, oh, I remember when I blew it with Vicky. And just, like, or on the KISW Facebook. I'm just like, there's a reason I don't talk to you. Because you are psycho. Because I remember the first time
that
we hung out.
That is a little creepy.
We hung out. We met online, like, on, like, it was, like, MySpace, but even dumber. It was, like, MyYearbook.com.
Ah.
And we were just friends.
HotOrNot.com.
Right. And so we hung out, and he's like, well... this isn't a date, you know, because I have a girlfriend, but I'm pretty sure she's cheating on me, so I'm going to have to break up with her. I'm like, well, how do you know she's cheating on you? It's like, well, because I go through her phone. I have no problem going through her phone or going through her Facebook or her MySpace messages and blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay.
Red flags, red flags.
You are nuts.
Mm.
I think we went, like, I'm like, maybe he's just going through a hard time. And I think I hung out with him that second time with the Denny's. And after that, nope. You are crazy, my friend. I
that would be nuts if someone went out on my phone the first date. That's where I'd be like, that's weird. But I can't think of anything else. I'm really like trying to. But if someone like went through your phone.
Yeah. Or if anybody said like, if we're going to be boyfriend, girlfriend, I need to know your password to your phone.
Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
You do not get to know that information.
There's no trust then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And at that point, there's no point.
You have to be able to trust the other person isn't being creepy. And usually when people are that sketchy about needing to you to prove to them that they're not cheating, it's because they're the ones
sketchy.
That are cheating.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's often that way.
I did want to move on. We were talking about makeup, and there's a new makeup trend that is pissing Sage off.
They all piss me off.
Well, do you want to talk about the last one that went on?
So the last one beauty blenders. It was putting a beauty blender inside of a condom so that you don't have to wash the beauty blender.
Y'all's faces.
Everyone's just like, WTF.
Like, you've seen, like, the silicone.
Like, the little
like
sponges.
Like, the little sponges, but they're made out of silicone. They're supposedly better. They're total crap. But so this new one is that people are taking boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs and using them like they would a beauty blender.
Do they take the shell off?
No.
They don't?
So they use the shell.
Oh. Yeah.
They boil the egg, use the shell to blend the makeup.
Yeah.
Have you tried it yet?
I mean, what kind of third world country do you live in where you decide that you need to go get an egg to put some makeup on your face?
Exactly.
Like, are you using Crayola crayons too? Come on now.
Melting them.
What? On
like,
earth.
Like, and I feel like it's a lot more work to like boil the egg and then put it on your face.
I mean, you do better with just your fingers.
That's often
my best tools are just putting it on with my fingers.
Yep.
Like, when I do other ladies' makeup, I have to resist doing that because it's like, oh, I'm not supposed to do that on other people's faces.
Well, now you can get an egg and you can do that on other people's faces.
Yeah, exactly.
Solve all the problems.
Let me get my tool.
I had some extra eggs from the salad, so hey.
Oh, goodness.
I can't apply my makeup because I made an egg salad sandwich.
So I'm not wearing makeup today. Sorry, guys.
And I'm also out of condoms.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what?
I don't want my face to smell like that.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, let's really talk about that part of
it.
That's one thing at 3 a.m, but in the middle of the day when you're all fresh and pretty, you want out. You don't want that smell on you just yet. You gotta, that's later, you know? Like, come on.
Are you talking about the condom smell or the egg smell?
Both.
I was totally thinking the egg. I'm like, no. What are you doing at night that makes you smell like an egg?
I got my 3 a.m.
Like butts and sex, Mary.
I was gonna say, if your sex smells like a hard-boiled egg, you need to go to the doctor. You need to clean them privates.
That's what happens when you get older, ladies. PSA. That's what you gotta look forward to.
Okay, so this is what happens when you turn 40, huh, Mary?
Thankfully, no.
You get real sexy fried chicken and then hopefully not smell like
you
eggs.
Smell like eggs at 3 a.m.
And come on.
Now I will be single for the rest of my life. That's just
I still don't get how you are single because you make freaking badass chicken. Well,
my mama says it's because I intimidate all the boys. I think it's just because I'm bad crazy.
God.
Sorry, that was me.
See, you got one. That's okay. Sage does them on purpose most of the time.
If it's bad crazy, then we'll all be single for.
I was gonna say, yeah, we got
ever.
Hey, I'm barely skating by with my level of crazy.
She's like, I haven't gone towards the bat.
He's a little bit crazier, so.
Yeah. It works out. You guys balance each other out.
I think I'm just super intimidating. It's got to be what it is.
The tats and... I don't know. I think it's sexy. I don't think it's like...
She's an independent woman.
I love it.
I think it's also... It's not just like a look. I think it's also the air you put out, like in the sense
of... The vibe,
The vibe. Like, hey...
Like, you know who you are. You have confidence.
I got my stuff taken care of. And that's why my grandpa's like, I'm going to find you a husband when I went to visit it. I'm like, and he's like, why don't you ever listen to me? You're so stubborn. I'm like... Why I'm single, Grandpa.
Yeah.
That is why I'm single, because I got my stubbornness from you. And
you're intelligent.
Yeah. Like, I'm like,
being well spoken and if you got having two thoughts that you can put together.
Ooh. Guys get scared because if you can't do that, then you're not gonna put up a fight in the sense of you're not gonna be a pushover.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm not a pushover most of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes kind of.
It's a rare breed of man that can actually appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you got you a good one. Barbara Ann's got a great one.
Damn good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And you bake him cakes.
Well.
Is he tired of the cakes yet?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He says he is, but then, like, I hear someone rifling around my kitchen at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, but there's a raccoon got in. Oh, nope, it's just him.
Get another slice.
This is him digging through the cake scraps. So.
I think, honestly, that's one of my, I don't know if it's the Mexican in me, but And I'm also single, so I'll take my advice with a grain of salt. But I think the way to a happy man is just to keep his belly full.
Absolutely.
I love to feed people. Guys and girls.
Yep.
I'm so lucky that I have had a lot of boyfriends and men in my life that love to cook. Because I don't know how to.
She does not know how to cook.
Yeah. So they don't really like me doing it because they want to do it. You know? I'm like, I'll be your little sous chef. And they're like... No, Sarah, you're cutting that wrong. And I'm like, there's a right way to cut an olive? Okay.
How often are you cutting olives?
Tell me the right way. I'll open the wine.
All right. I was going to say, that is your cooking. Like, what is your... what is your go-to meal like when you have to cook something or make something for yourself? Your go-to meal.
My go-to meal.
Vanilla whiskey.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Cottage cheese and maybe like a...
That's not cooking.
Pre-made salad.
Did you, like, make the curds or something?
No. This is literally her cooking,
though. This is, like, my life.
I opened
like,
the lid.
So you never turn your stovetop on. Maybe the oven to heat things.
I make oatmeal.
Oh, girl.
On the stove.
There we
you
go.
You can make oatmeal in the microwave.
I don't do it in the microwave. I do it in the stove.
Right on. Ooh, on the stove and everything.
2 to 3 minutes.
She's fancy.
It's so funny. Because
maybe soup. Maybe I'll heat up some soup. Did that for my dad over the week.
You won't make the soup. On the stove. You'll heat it up.
Yeah, I can.
Let's be clear here.
Soup. But I put it on the stove.
See, that's really good at following directions on the back of a package.
Yes. Very good at that.
That's a start.
I say I'm good at baking, but like that's what I do.
And you just get the cookies.
Boxed brownies. And sometimes I get the ones where you just break apart and you put it on the thing. And I'm like, oh, I baked these. And people believe you.
Well, because
like,
you technically
made
did.
Salted caramel like cookies. And I'm like, yes.
You know, it's all about the power of illusion.
Exactly. Yeah, and I did put them in the oven. So technically.
See, they always come
lying.
Out falling True. Apart. So, like, we believe Sarah made these. They look horrible.
She messed
but
them up.
They taste great.
It yes, all makes that's a turd, right?
Exactly. All that matters.
Oh, my God, Sarah. I love you so much.
Thanks. I'm a work in progress being a woman, an adult woman. Whoa. That was even weird for me to say.
I was reading a thing that, like, a study that was saying that people don't feel like they're an adult until they actually hit 30.
I'm like, I just turned 38 and I still don't feel like an adult.
Oh, good. That
I will
feel
never
so good.
Feel like an adult. You know that whole hashtag adulting thing?
Yeah.
I swear I started that. I have been saying that for years now. Like, well, I adulted today. I'm still saying it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, but you're such an overachiever. You do this and that and the other. I'm like, I'm still proud of paying bills on time. Like,
yes.
Instead of, I feel like when you're a normal adult, you just do those things and you don't have to post on Facebook and get accolades for it. You know,
exactly.
Like, but I still do. I'm like, I did lots of adulting today. Like,
I don't know, but I looked at her. I paid my bill and it wasn't like in an envelope with red writing on the front.
Yeah. Where's my gold star?
You will not have power.
I do love reading your posts. You're like, I'm like, oh my gosh, you did so much today. I did not. Motivation for tomorrow, maybe.
And then the next day is me sitting on the couch with no face on and
no pants
ordering
on.
Amazon Prime, and that's it.
Like, Mary's either like a pinup or she's like homeless, and there's not really in between. There's no in between.
No in between.
And that's kind of the way to live, in my opinion.
What's the point of the in between, really?
I'm working on the casual, cool style thing. I don't get it though.
That's what we're trying to rock right now.
This is my best effort.
I got you're doing better than me. I've got, like I said, I'm either in petticoats and heels or yoga pants.
I don't understand the in between.
We're pretty lucky because we live in the Pacific Northwest and we can do the casual is actually workout gear. Everyone likes to wear their fleece hoodies and this and that, and I feel like that is migrated to casual. Because I actually talked to a girlfriend of mine. She went to California to visit friends and stuff. And they said, hey, we're just going to go to, you know, a dive bar. She's like, sweet. And she got off the plane and she was wearing her, what are those really ugly sandals? Birkenstocks. She's wearing her Birkenstocks, just a pair of, you know, jeans, a t-shirt, and a hoodie. She shows up and she's in California. And at this dive bar, girls are walking around in stilettos, looking gorgeous and stuff. And she turns to her friend. She's like, are you effing kidding me? You didn't tell me people were dressed this way? Fun little thing of the story, though, that I learned. She said some guy came up to her. He's like, hey, can we ask you a question? We'll buy you a drink, whether you ask the question or not. She's like, all right, sure, ask the question. Are you from Washington? And she's like, how could you tell? The Birkenstocks. And I'm just like, man, it must have sucked it. Like, you know, there's so many quote-unquote beautiful people there. She's like, oh, no, honey. I got laid so much because I'm different. I don't look like the rest of them, so I got so much hot ass. I'm like, oh, my girl, teach me your ways.
Those Birkenstocks worked.
So, but, like, I feel like we can get away with it here. Like, that's the casual, like, the quote-unquote homeless look. It's casual.
Yeah, I just rolled out of bed.
It's Seattle casual. I think we're cool, man. You're totally fine.
My eyeliner from last night is on my cheek. My eyebrows in the middle of my forehead, you know.
I haven't washed my hair in 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, I only wash mine like once a week.
Yeah, so do I.
Yep, wait, once or twice a week.
How do y'all down to my waist and it's the
it's
bright
up,
color.
See, but you guys know what to do with your hair.
Most of the time.
Like, this is what she does.
Girl, back actually, home and Aquanet girl, right up. It's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I learned how to do that and was like, yes, I got Tower
Mary's
of Power now.
Why
what's up?
Bears are running out of
ice.
Right.
It's because of Mary's hair.
All of the, it's
well,
all
it
of
don't
the
go nowhere,
spray.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
When you don't hair, go on anyone's food. So that's
when your hair is covered in Aquanet, you don't need to wash it as much. It's got like its own ecosystem.
It has its own.
Yeah, it doesn't move or get touched or, you know, people don't run their fingers through this kind of a hairdo. So.
Now I want to.
Super, I'll do it, girl. I'll do it for you. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely do Sarah's
I love
hair.
Having pinup Barbie dolls to play with.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
And Sarah's hair is actually pretty nice, actually.
I got a lot of it.
She's got thick hair.
It looks like
thick hair.
Looks like some good hair to work with.
You know.
Maybe we should make Sarah, we should turn Sarah into a project. We should teach her how to cook a meal. A meal. You only need one, Sarah. That's to impress him on the first date, and then you're good.
I already told him I can't cook, so.
And then dress you all up, all pretty like. I mean,
that'd be so cool.
Pretty pinup, because you're already beautiful.
I think it's a bummer that thanks. Women don't do that more as they, like, once we get older, we suddenly stop having slumber parties and stop helping each other with hair and makeup and fashion, and it just becomes like a competition.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when we were younger and we used to, like, when we were learning together when we were teenagers and we would help each other, and now it's all no.
See, I never really got to do any of that because my mom was very like sure that if she let me spend the night at anybody's house I'd get kidnapped. So I never really had a lot of the slumber party things until I got older, and that included alcohols, but still I'm always up for slumber parties. So
yeah, I love that. My friends and I, we just did a like a facial night or whatever where we
I had to, sorry.
I wish, let's get real, but no, like we actually like did our whatever this thing's called,
the mask.
Masks. Yeah, we did two masks. I'm like,
you really aren't a very good
I'm
girl.
Not a girl at all, but we did one mask and then we peeled it off and then we did another mask and then we had to wash it off and we're like, whoosh, whoosh. But then they're super super into makeup, so they are all like, they started like an Instagram with it and they're really like into all of that, and so which is really fun for me because they like to practice on me and give me eyebrows, and I love
it. You got your dad's eyebrows.
Yeah, they're like not there.
And he has, girl, you have more than me.
He's got
my natural brows are non-existent. I look like Marilyn Manson. It's the weirdest thing. Yeah.
Did they like, was it because I know like in the 90s and the 2000s they've
so this really
long,
fine, super clear light. Hair and naturally blonde hair, but no one will ever know.
Girl, rock the blonde.
Girl.
Rock.
I'm rocking the red and black.
You
come
are,
on,
really
red
are.
And black is her look.
That's true.
Yeah, it's kind of my trademark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I screwed up my hair color last week, and because I was just being cheap and using whatever I had under the cabinet and put something random on there, and it just looked heinous. And I was
what
like,
color
no,
was it?
It's my trademark. I have to fix it. So I let last night at 11 o'clock at night was dyeing my hair so that I'd look good on the radio.
Yeah, we'll be taking pictures. There's pictures on the Facebook and stuff.
Oh, you got to look good when you go into this. This is very important.
Well, if you go to our Instagram, if you go to our Facebook page, we're gonna have pictures posted and also the event posted. I want to keep hammering this in because if you don't have anything going on, this is like a perfect date night. $25, $10 gets you in the door, $15 gets you a delicious fried chicken dinner made by Mary herself, handmade, gluten-free, delicious with mac and cheese, rainbow salad, and cornbread at Highway 99 Blues Club starting at 7 o'clock. Like I said, it's going to be on our Facebook page. We're sharing the event, so go there and check out for all the information.
Mm-hmm. It's on the KISW's Facebook page as
yes,
well.
Yes, I did post a picture of the lovely ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, like, they look so gorgeous and we're...
I know.
I feel very underdressed.
That's why
so
I tried
I'm like, we're
today.
Not we're not in, in the pictures.
I've met Mary a few times before and I was like, I need to step it up for a Friday. I can't walk in wearing leggings and a flannel.
I almost, I'm
did
wearing
really
leggings and
up?
My workout shirt.
This is stepping it up?
Ew!
Do you see?
Sarah!
I got my cute little boots on and my...
I mean, no offense, but like, where's your lipstick? And like,
she's
sometimes you come in here.
Leave her alone.
Her eyebrows look good. Her hair looks good. She
normally
looks good.
On Mondays and Fridays, I come in and I don't have makeup on. And if I've got makeup on, it's just brows.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sometimes you come in here with like hot red lipstick, and I'm like, whoop.
girl. That's from the night before, maybe.
Disdain.
That's when you're like, you've been making out so long, your lips just turn red. They're so like chapped and raw.
Turn into the Joker.
She drank some Fanta.
I mean, I'm so sorry. You look really good today.
I'm not talking to you right now.
All right, Sarah, how about you stop insulting people?
Okay, sorry.
And I think you had something you wanted to share with us.
So, Wonder Woman.
Yes, they released, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah, they released the trailer, right? Are we so excited about it?
Yes.
Kind of, sort of,
Very.
So the trailer finally got released, and it's clear that Diana Prince,
A.K.A. Wonder Woman.
A.K.A. Wonder Woman, is going to kick some major butt. She's fierce, brilliant, and all-around tough girl, to say the least. But that's not what the internet is talking about right now. They are talking about her hairless armpits. Yeah.
Really?
And how a lot of people are butthurt because she doesn't have hair on her armpits.
Why would she?
Exactly.
What's the argument?
They think because, according to fans, Wonder Woman doesn't have time to groom her armpits because she's busy fighting the conflicts of the world.
Maybe.
So why would she have...
She's like, a goddess.
She's a superhero. Maybe she doesn't have body hair.
Boom.
Or maybe,
she has armpit alopecia. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I would love armpit alopecia.
And vagina alopecia.
Yes.
Leg alopecia.
Nose to toes alopecia.
Yes.
Wait. Yeah.
I've never heard that before. Nose to toes?
No, I think I don't.
I'm gonna use that.
Nose to toes alopecia.
Nose to toes.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but people are so butthurt about it.
Nose to toes.
But if people
have nothing better to do in their lives.
Wouldn't it be weirder if she did have armpit hair?
I feel like we'd focus too much on the armpit. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Like, that would be so weird if she had hella armpit hair.
And there's who has so much time in their day that they can be actually butthurt about whether a fictional character in a movie has armpit hair or not? Who the hell cares?
Feminazis.
Aren't there better things to be worried about?
Complete
feeding yourself and keeping your roof over your head. I don't know. That's where I'm at with my stress level. Like, that's all I can worry about.
Taking care of your sick child because you didn't vaccinate them.
Ooh.
Shots fired.
Damn. No, a lot of people on Twitter have said things. You want me to read what some people said?
Sure.
Yes.
Just doing some pod-related Twitter searching, and until this point, I hadn't realized how badly I wanted Wonder Woman to have armpit hair. Another one. Controversial hot topic. I wish Wonder Woman had visible armpit hair. She was raised on an island of women with no chic.
It's a brand.
Chic. Advertisements.
You don't know what a chic is?
It's the razors.
Chic. No? And another one. Just speaking
aesthetically.
Aesthetically. The new Wonder Woman trailer had me wishing she had armpit hair. Why?
I don't
like armpit hair on females. Sorry if anyone here does that, but they shouldn't do
why
that.
Why is this just coming up now, though? Like, Wonder Woman has been in comics for 50 years.
Yeah.
Why?
We had other women portray Wonder Woman, and she did not have any armpit hair.
Why now? Do you know what? Because
Facebook and Twitter.
Obviously.
Anyways, what do you guys think? Yay or nay? Should she have armpit hair? Should she not? Or do you not care?
She can decide whether she wants it or not.
Hell no. She should not have it.
I think it's like the makeup thing. You get to do what you want
in this world.
If that's how she wants to roll, then let her roll like that.
Yeah, I don't think Gal Gadot would have wanted to not shave her armpits.
Because she's hot.
But I feel like she would. I feel like that would be too distracting, too, for the movie. But
distracting. But that would distract the crap out of me.
Back in that day, like, that was more of the very, like, womanizing. You're talking about, like, the 70s.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, women needed to be hairless, like Bond girls and that kind of stuff. So, like, I feel like it's probably more acceptable back then for her not to have hair. And now we've got our feminazis that, like, you know.
I still feel like it's not really.
Isn't it kind of? They don't shave in Europe, right? Like, that's kind of
I have a lot of friends who don't like to shave, and like, more power to you.
No,
but at the same time, like, you're freaking out. It's like, it's not realistic. I'm like, she's a goddess from a fictional land. How is that realistic?
Well, can we bring up Tarzan from a year ago?
Yeah,
did he have armpit hair?
Well, no. People were freaking out because people were like, well, Tarzan was in Africa, like, why is he white and all this stuff?
Because
it's
the original book.
First of all, it's a fictional book. Second of all, it was South Africa, and they were colonized, and his parents were part of the colony from England. So they're white. Get over it.
Exactly.
Anywho, I think it's a good place to end it.
There we go.
With some anger.
Rawr.
No and hair. Some... Shave your pits, ladies, please.
If you want to.
Do what
if
you,
yeah,
want
if you want
to.
Wear that makeup proudly.
You do you.
Put makeup on with an egg and a condom.
Check your panties before you put them on.
And buy them. No, what you really, we're not telling you what to do with your life, except the one thing I am telling you to do, what you have to do, is go check out Mary's birthday party.
Do
this
it.
Sunday at the Highway 99 Blues Club, starting at 7 o'clock, and you get a delicious fried chicken dinner for 15 bucks. Mm-hmm. And check out some amazing bands, and go to our Facebook page for all the information. But Barbara Ann and Mary, thank you so much for joining us. I was like, I was going to say something louder, but I was just like, no. Nah. I was like, I was loud earlier today, and I apologize. It has been a crazy podcast, and I'm glad to be back, and thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Yay. Yeah, anytime. Anytime I can weasel my way on, I will.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you
just
want.
Just bring spare gifts of food. In the
You don't even have to. You guys want some more fried chicken? Okay.
You know, just come hang out. We talk about, like, eggs and condoms and hairy armpits.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.